I'm Jim Reed. This is a page from my red clay diary. It's all about life, actually. This is called Plaza 82932. The first phone number I ever knew by heart was the number my father and mother acquired when a rotary dial receiver was installed at our little asbestos-shingled home on 26 Eastwood Avenue back in 1944. The number was 2932. That's it. 2932. No area codes, no first dial 9 to get an outside line, no winding a lever to ring up an operator, no pound keys or star keys or other secret combinations. Just publicize the number 2932 and you could receive calls from anywhere in the world. Later, as the phone company became more successful and the population increased, an 8 was added to the beginning of our number. From then on, you had to remember to dial 8, then 2932. I can still hear the mechanical clicks and clacks as the rotary wheel advanced and retreated with each number. A sure sign of additional progress was the day the phone people increased the digits again, so that the number became 7582932. I guess the hyphen was placed there so that the number could be memorized in increments, much as your social security number is broken up. Or, during one spell of trying to seem more cosmopolitan, the phone company wanted us to dial Plaza 82932. That, of course, went the way of postal zone numbers, which were replaced eventually by zip codes, which were increased from 5 digits to 9 digits, with the obligatory hyphen in between the 5 digits and the 4 digits. Apparently, Ma Bell wasn't sure we subscribers could remember a long stream of uninterrupted numbers. So, most of my life, from 1944 till now, I've had implanted in my brain the numerical sequence 2932 and its prefixes. It was the one number I never had to program into one of my newfangled automatic dialing telephones, since I could punch it, practically in my sleep. Well, we kids grew up and left home. My parents grew elderly and eventually died. And not so long ago, 2932 simply disappeared from the phone lines of Tuscaloosa. The phone service discontinued. No need for a phone in a home now long emptied of its occupants. Some nights, when I'm tossing and turning, tormenting the Sandman with insomniac ravings, I get the urge to get up, go to the phone, and access 2932 in case I've accidentally tripped back in time, just in time to catch my mother's cheery voice in the midst of singing a household song as she meanders among her flowers and plants and dusty keepsakes. Reckon I'll just have to keep on keeping such imaginings to myself, lest they come and carry me away prematurely to a place full of extension phones I can't use to dial out except on Sundays and special occasions.